Yep.
Chabad, with your permission. In America, it's Parshat Bechukotai. The Gemara tells us this parasha must be read before Shavuot. Since this parasha contains 49 curses, we'd like to have the curses behind us. By reading this parasha, we can get rid of the curses. Likewise, says the Gemara, Ezra HaSofer divided the parashiot. He made sure that 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, excuse me, we can read parashat Ki Tavo in Sefer Devarim that contains 98 curses. Like over there, the Ezra HaSofer made sure we're going to read the curses before Rosh Hashanah. He made sure we're going to read the curses in Parashat Bechukotai before Shavuot. Says the Gemara, what is this all about? Rosh Hashanah, excuse me, Rosh Hashanah, I know, I understand. This is called Yom Adin. So before the judgment, whatever it means, you're going to get rid of the curses before the judgment. What about Shavuot? Why Ezra HaSofer made sure we're going to read Parashat Bechukotai before? Yom Adin is, Shavuot is also Yom Hadin. It's also Day of Judgment. And the Shlom, one of the Chachamim we had about 300 years ago, he said he's afraid of Shavuot more than he's afraid of Rosh Hashanah. More. And actually, since Shulchan Aruch is based on the Gemara, the person should not take a blood test the day before Shavuot. This doesn't apply maybe so much because before Shavuot is Shabbat. The Shulchan Aruch says a person should never take blood out the day before Shavuot because he might die. And actually people died. The Tashvet brings in his book and somebody took a blood test, took some blood out, was a blood test, they took some blood out before Shavuot he died. That halacha does not apply before Rosh Hashanah. Chachamim did apply at the end. They said before every chag you should not do it. Excuse me. But the root and the center is Shavuot. That is dangerous to take blood the day before Shavuot. And again, this comply with what the Shlach said. Is afraid of Shavuot more than Rosh Hashanah. You see? It says, if be careful, don't take blood before. It doesn't say it before Rosh Hashanah. The question is, what is it all about? Of course, the explanation means Yom HaShishi Vayecholu HaShamayim V'aretz. So the Gemara tells us what's called, so the Torah says Yom HaShishi V'esitz. So the first Friday refers and aims to the sixth day of Sivan that Hashem gave us the Torah. The world was created for the sake of Torah, for the reason of Am Yisrael, and maybe that's what it means. Hashem wants to see, are you up to that Na'aseh V'Nishma? You did Na'aseh V'Nishma, so Hashem judges you if you're up to Na'aseh V'Nishma. And the question is, Na'aseh V'Nishma, what's so crucial about Na'aseh V'Nishma? And if I'm not up to it, what does it mean? They said Na'aseh V'Nishma and accepted the Torah, but now I live a few thousand years later, so I don't to see Na'aseh V'Nishma. No, Hashem judges us on Shavuot for something that should be done, and it's very dangerous. Don't take a blood test before. Again, we don't know what it is. Just a dry statement in the Gemara, and that somebody should be very careful on Shavuot. Stay up the whole night. As well, but Yosef writes, how important it is to learn Shavuot night. Again, similar explanation, Yom HaShishi. What it means is the sixth day of Sivan, this is Shavuot, this is very important. In the Torah, בתורה רפס הוא חג השבועות, תורה עושה את זה ביום הביקורים. יום הביקורים, מתמין זיז, ספשייל הלכה, that the person that has trees from the seven kinds, or wheat or barley, in his backyard, his fields of them, of that, he should take the first thing that grow and bring it to Beit HaMikdash to give it to a Kohen. That's called Bikur. So the Torah talks about Shavuot, in Parashat Pinchas, the Torah talks about the sacrifices, doesn't say Chag HaShavuot. No. It says, Biyom HaBikurim, Bishvuoteichem, with the weeks. It means the weeks of Sfirat HaOmer. That's how Chag HaShavuot being presented in the Torah. Of course, it says in the Torah, other places, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaMatzot, but the Torah, when it talks about the sacrifices, there's no Pesach, there's no Shavuot, there's Pesach, there's Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. No. Yom HaBikurim. Yom HaBikurim. And again, it's a very special mitzvah, Yom HaBikurim. The person brings Bikurim to Beit HaMikdash, there's a text to read. And the text of Rambam called it, it's called the Confession. Confession of Bikurim. What do you confess about? I said, well, I was in Egypt, and Hashem took me out of Egypt, and in Egypt I had a hard time, the Egyptians gave me a hard time, and here I am in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, I appreciate very much the land that you gave me, and here is the food that I bring to you. That text is so important that whoever made the Haggadah Shel Pesach decided to take the confession that we say when we bring Bikurim to say on El HaSeder. In the Haggadah, you have this sentence. I say, listen, I'm here to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole text. That text must be very important. And this is Bikurim. And this is really Parashat Ki Tavoh, the Parashat that we read before Rosh Hashanah, starts, as Rav Sofer made sure, that Parashat, again, contains 98 curses. Prior to 98 curses, the Torah talks about mitzvah Bikurim. Being Bikurim, it comes to Gemara and says, V'yakit avo el arat, you should know, b'zchut ha-Bikurim, you can come to Eretz Yisrael. But says, don't underestimate this mitzvah, it's a very important mitzvah. So what's important about it? I take the first fruit and I bring it to the Kohen Beit HaMikdash. Gemara says, that is one of the factors that you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. V'yakit avo el arat, I says, you get Eretz Yisrael because Bikur. It's the first subject in Parashat Ki Tavoh that we read before Rosh Hashanah. The second subject is about, it's called Biur Ma'asot. But it means like this. So I explain to us that the person in Eretz Yisrael have to give part of the produce to a Kohen, to a levy. So it's 2 years in the cycle of 7 years to give to the poor person, the poor people 10%. And what happened is that I did take whatever it means, 10%, another 10%, a little bit one-fortieth of something of Truma, and I didn't see no Kohen, no Levi came, and no poor person. So I kept it from the grapes, I made some raisins, and I made wine. The olives, I made sure that I put them in salt and vinegar and flour I put away. I don't have any money. Comes the Torah and tells, listen, on the third year, on the Pesach, if you don't find anybody, please put it outside. Put it outside. Whatever comes, take it. You should take it. You couldn't find it, you couldn't find it. Forget about it. That's not Truma, it's other things. This is twice in the cycle. The 30 and the 17 Pesach, make sure that everything that you put away to give to the poor people, to the levy, outside. The two mitzvot prior to the 98 curses. At the end of these paragraphs, the Torah comes with a statement. After that, we come to Hashem and we tell Hashem, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would like you to give us a blessing. But we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashkifa, Mimonkot Shecha Min HaShamayim. Says the Gemara, the word Hashkifa in the Torah, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at us with so-called very strict eyes. The opposite of kind and mercy eyes. Look at us. And give us a bracha. Says the Gemara, why do you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you bracha with so-called strict eyes or angry eyes? That word Ashkifa doesn't use in the Torah and in the Tanakh for something very nice. It's before tragedies. It says the Torah by Ashkef Hashem. Hashem looked with these angry eyes. So the Gemara tell you what it is. It's like this. Since you brought Bikurim and you did what you had to do with the Maasrot, that you did not find a Levi or a poor person, it says because of that, you tell Hashem, listen, we did what you wanted us to do. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do for us what we need. The power of Bikurim and giving the Maasrot, put it outside, is so powerful. You don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a bracha with your kindness, with your mercy. No. So-called with something negative. And Ari explained, Zohar explained, Ari explained, to get a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not so hard. You have to be qualified and eligible to get a bracha. But it doesn't mean the bracha will come to you. The Zohar says, look, it's like likewise, if you want to translate to our lifetime, it means like this, like you send a letter and you forgot to put a stamp on. Get nowhere. You can stay in the post office for years. So Ari explained like this. In the morning, the sound davening, shachar praying, shachari, Mordechai and Shitzchak Gaurav, they made the siddur. The first thing what they made is what's called Lama Asiyah, it's called the Korbanot, like Yitzchak, what we say, Shema Yisrael, and all the other things, they mean stop Sokei Zimra. Zohar and Ari explained what it means like this. There are millions of bad entities that create an iron curtain and the tefillah doesn't go upstairs. A person can pray to Hashem, he thinks he prays to Hashem, he doesn't go up. The tzidur that was made is in order to penetrate through those entities that don't let tefillah go up. There are millions of them. The whole galaxy is full of them, bad angels, and they block the tefillah. And the reason why they made this tefillah, the order of the siddur, is in order for that. It's called Psukei Dezimra. They say Zimra means also in Hebrew means to cut. Kamecha lo tizmor. It means you cut through, and then hopefully Hashem will get the tefillah. If you pray Shmuneh Esrei is called Tefillah, that's the aim. But to go, it's very hard. The Gemara says you should know, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu called up Moshe Rabbeinu to come up to Shomayim, the angels blocked Moshe Rabbeinu to come upstairs. He didn't let him. This was a few tricks that he had to do, and the end Hashem had to bring him up. Because the angels watch the path, they didn't let Moshe Rabbeinu to go up. Finally, Moshe got up. Finally, Dari said, as well, said, the tefillah goes up, Baruch Hashem. He went to Mikveh, he went to Net. He said, the store from the cover to, if to say, from cover to Shmoneh Esrei. He can't miss a letter. If you miss one letter, it means that the tefillah might not penetrate because there's going to be a blockage. You did everything. Hashem heard you. Hashem heard you, and you qualified, and you're eligible. Hashem is going to give you what you have, what you want. And Hashem opened the pipe, but it gets stuck on the bottom. It doesn't get to you. You prayed, the tefillah was accepted, and Hashem said, okay, the engines again, they blocked it. They close the windows, and they close the pipe, it doesn't go downstairs. To come downstairs is a special job for the thing to penetrate to go downstairs. And that's called, so-called bed curtain. And this is after HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gives it to you with his good eye, with his kindness. Here we come to Hashem, say, Hashem, we want you to give us a bracha with this, excuse me, with the strict eyes. Strict eyes, the angels do not block so much, because Hashem doesn't send anything with the strict eyes. Usually Hashem says with the pipe. The pipe says kindness, mercy. On the strict one, you get nothing. The opposite. Strict, you get only gezerot, decrees. It's called Hashkifa. There's a pipe of the bed decrees. We want the bracha from that pipe. Because that pipe, whatever Hashem heard us, and he saw what we did, we gave bikurim, and we took care of the ma'asrot. Now, we ask Hashem, Ashkifa, please give us bracha from the pipe. The pipe usually does not give any brachot. It's called the binoculars that have so-called blockage on them. The Gemara, that's the power of Matnot Anim, that's the power of the Bikurim, that even from that pipe that usually nothing good comes, Hashem will send you and divert the brachot through that pipe. Says the Gemara, excuse me, what do you want from Hashem? Which bracha? Uvarech et amcha et Yisrael, Hashem, please give us a bracha, bet adamah shalanu, give us. It doesn't say the bracha. Which one do you want? What do you want? The Gemara says, I tell you what, you know what I want? I want it says Parashat Bechukotai. This is Parasha in America. We'll start in Bechukotai Telechu. I think it's Mechem Beikam. So we have enough rain. And now it's Yibula. The earth will produce. It's the date in Toyon. Since fruits, the first paragraph, this is parasha, before the curses, is brachot, 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 it says that what we refer to. Whatever it says, the parashat Ki Tavor, again, it contains 98 curses. The opening of the parasha is Bikurim, and the paragraph it talks about the ma'asrot, to give the Levi, the poor people. And then he asked Hashem, listen, give us the bracha, because we did what we had to do. And he says, what bracha you want? Parashat Bechukotai. So again, it's now, you see, as it's exactly the same. Shavuot and Rosh Hashanah is the same. Because before Rosh Hashanah, we read Parashat Ki Tavor, the curses. The introduction to the curses are two mitzvot. At the end of the two mitzvot, we ask for the bracha. And the bracha sends us back to Yisus Parashah Bechukotai that must be read before Shavuot. Yeah. There's only one little question. The Gemara tells us this is Parashah. In Bechukotai Telechu. It says, if you will go with my laws. Says the Gemara, what do you refer to? What do you mean if you go with the laws? What do the laws you want? I'm talking, the Gemara says, something else. It's called Amal HaTorah. It says you have to learn Torah with a full effort. Let's go. In Bechukotai Telechu. Then you get all the brachot. Sounds like a little bit of contradiction. We just said that brachot you get because Bikurim, because you did the mitzvah of Ma'asrot. Now you're telling me I'm going to get the bracha because the effort that I put to learn Torah. Amal HaTorah. Person is to feel this yoke of Torah, all Torah, then you get the brachot. Is it all Torah, or is it the Bikurim? come the Zohar, and then Eliyahu HaNavi tell us something very, very frightening. Ramban comes in his commentary, Yitzhak Parashat Bo, tells us somebody is going to ask you, what is the purpose of creation? What does Hashem is looking for you? Ramban, the holiest of the holiest. Some people say that Ramban never died. Ramban was in Ma'at Machpelah in Hebron, and one day he disappeared. They don't know where he was buried, nothing. If you know, if you remember, the entrance to Ma'at Machpelah is in Hebron, and the entrance is the entrance to Gan Eden. This is probably where Bishom Belevi went inside alive. I said, Ramban, he wrote his son, I'm here in Hebron, in Ma'at Machpelah, next to Ma'at Machpelah, and he disappeared. Some people say he might have just gone inside Gan Eden. Ramban writes in his commentary, it was one of the biggest we had. He writes, if somebody wants to know what's the purpose in life, is to come to Beit HaKnesset to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Zohar, this is Parasha, and tell us something very, very disturbing, if we say. Tzedakah is more important than Tefillah. More important. The Zohar brings us proofs, and he says Tzedakah is more important than Tefillah. Somebody went to Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Pachter, Shishasinu Rafa Shlema, he went with somebody from America. A rich person from America. He told me the story of Pachter. He said, the rich person said, you know, I pray Shmone Esrei, and Mishulachim coming all the time. Poor people coming. I think he lives in Lakewood, if I remember correctly. I said, what shall I do? May I give tzedakah in the middle of Lachash while I'm praying? And Chaim Kanievsky said, yeah. You pray Lachash. Lachash is called Atzilut. It's the highest thing to the person. You know, you don't answer many Shmei Rabbah. You don't answer Nagdishach. You don't look any place. A Meshulach comes, take $10, give it to him. Anybody who's going to answer. I want to show you a story about Abraham Kanievsky. I think this might be the biggest. Of course, stories poor every day. That story was told in Lakewood on the night of Pesach by a person that his wife has a store in Lakewood as a neighbor of my son, Rabbi Yechezkel. The girl over there at the table said, I would like to show you something about Abraham Kanievsky. I walk in the store together with a widow. The widow came one day to the store. She said, sorry, I have bed bugs. Can you get rid of them? Don't know what it is. At the same time, is one of the rich, I don't know richest, but one very wealthy person in Lakewood, had also bed bugs. Five times he called a exterminator, can't get rid of it. So he sent somebody to Abraham Kanievsky. Abraham Kanievsky said, oh, bed bugs? I have a solution. Get a cat to the house. Get a cat. The guy said, a cat? Is that mice? What cat will do? So Abraham said, cat, get a cat. They called up the guy in Lakewood, told him Abraham said to get a cat. The guy was laughing. I said, a cat? Okay. Abraham said, okay. Now they have to find a cat in Lakewood to take to the house. It happened to be that girl is telling the story, she has a cat. She's a religious girl, she walks in the store together with the widow. She has a cat. So that rich man called the lady, the girl, I don't know if he offered her money or not, and said to Abraham, said I should get a cat to my house, I have bed bugs. She said, okay, Abraham said, 2 hours, the cat has to be in the house, get rid of the bed bugs.
Okay.
The girl is very cooperative, and she came to the house with the cat. The cat goes under the bed and sleeps for 2 hours. After 2 hours, the cat gets up. The rich man checks the bed, no bed bugs. So the girl tells the rich man, you know, very interesting. In the store I work, there's the widow. She also had bed bugs. She cannot get rid of it. It's, you know, she needs a lot of help. So the rich man said, what? Is the widow with bed bugs also? So the girl said, yeah, I'll take the cat to her house. So the rich man said, okay, before you take the cat, I want to give you a $10,000 donation for the widow. He wrote a check, $10,000. He gave to the girl. The girl went to the house of the ladies. She gave her the check. Bed bugs disappeared. No cat, no nothing. Abraham Kanievsky, one in his head, in Israel, he saw that the lady needs $10,000. He sent bed bugs to her. Bed bugs to the rich man. And we have the cat here because she walks together with this lady. The whole thing is a trick. The whole thing is no bed bugs, no nothing, no cat, no nothing. $10,000 to the lady. $10,000 to that, finished. That's the whole story. Says the Zohar, you should know. Tzedakah is more important than prayers. With all the respect, what the Ramban tells us, and we taught the whole life. Tefillah, tefillah, tefillah. The Lord said, listen, tefillah is very important. Tzedakah is more important. So, Abraham Kanievsky, a Meshulach comes to you, you in Shmoneh Esrei, take $10, give the Meshulach, while doing Shmoneh Esrei. He said it to Rav Pachter, don't say my name, I said it. Rav Pachter, Rosh Kollel, in Elad. He told me the story. This is the Zohar. Eliyahu Navi, is a book, it's called Talmud Eliyahu. Navi used to visit one of the Chachamim, his name was Rav Anan. He used to tell him secrets. And then Rav Anan wrote a book, it's called Talmud Eliyahu. It was every morning, Talmud Eliyahu. Over there, Eliyahu Navi said, I want to tell you something. Tzedakah is exactly equal to Torah. Tzedakah is equal to Torah? He said, yeah. I said, what do you mean? And he says, explain the way the Gemara explained. The purpose of Torah is peace. Tamidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. The Gemara tells us a story when Hashem spoke on Har Sinai, and the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sound was so loud, the goyim went to Bilam. Bilam was a Navi, like almost or maybe equal to Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy. There are certain things that Bilam was higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. 3 things he was higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. Ari explained that Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam both are the same neshama of Hebel. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the good part of Hebel, and Bilam is the bad part of Hebel. But the Gemara tells us that Bilam, as I said before, in 3 things is higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, when Hashem spoke on Har Sinai, they go and ran to Bilam, and they told him, I think the world is coming to an end. World War III. And Bilam said, no, it's nothing. Baruch HaKodesh, he said. You know what it is? Hashem is giving the Torah to Am Yisrael. Says the Gemara, the goyim heard it. They say the sentence we say every Friday night. Adonai Oz Lamo Yitin. Adonai Vechem B'Shalom. Says the Gemara, what do you say? The Torah is called Oz. And the goyim said, Hashem is giving the Torah. Hashem should bless his nation with peace. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? What do you say? Let's say the purpose of Torah is peace. Says Eliyahu Navi. The tzedakah, when you do tzedakah, you make peace between people and between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Torah. Torah and Tzedakah are equal. Tzedakah is higher than Tfilah, says the Zohar. That's the purpose of life. Purpose of life is peace. Shalom. So this is Parasha. After the Hashem tells the blessing, Hashem says in Torah, "V'netati shalom ba'aretz." Says the Gemara, "Shalom ba'aretz." What is shalom ba'aretz? He says, "Listen, with all the things that you get, if you have no peace, it's worthless. You need peace. Peace between people, peace between the people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing else. You have it, you got it. If you don't have it, the whole thing is called nothing. Nothing. Zero. In b'chukotai t'lechu." You learn Torah very much, then you reach a level that you'll never have a fight with nobody in the world. Opposite of Yosef's brothers. Exactly Yosef's role model. Never hated anybody, never kept a grudge against his brothers, what they did to him. Doesn't matter. Completely a role model of peace. They don't say hello to him. He says hello to him. Lech el shlom achecha v'tzom atzom. He's giving his life. He knows his brothers hate him. His father says, listen, go say hello to your brothers. So I'm going to say hello. Let yourself. The rest of the brothers are just the opposite. Kriyat Yamsu, because of Yosef. Yeah, Hashem's presence, because of Yosef. What part of Yosef? Which part? That's the part. Shalom. It's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom. That's the destination of the world, Shalom. And the Nabi says, when Moshiach will come, there's going to be peace among the beasts, among the people. Chetucha, Otam, Yitim. Mazmirot. He says, all the goyim will destroy all the munitions. They'll destroy everything. And it says, all the animals will live together. No one will eat somebody else, another one. Because that's the destination of the world, peace. Says the Torah, here no contradiction. I want to tell you something. You learn Torah, you can come to peace. Let me tell you something. Something else is very similar to this. Tzedakah Bikurim is the same thing. Destination is peace. You have peace in everything. You don't have peace, you don't have nothing. For Chag HaShavuot, Hashem judges the world. Hashem judges before the world for peace. Says the Gemara, I tell you, Moshe and Aaron are equal. Torah tells us, and Torah introduces Moshe and Aaron, they say they're equal. They're equal. Elohim says, what equal? How can it be? He says, that's him, Israel. In a way, Aaron has a bigger title than Moshe. In Sefer Divrei Yamim, this is the history of Israel, Aaron has a title, Kodesh Kodashim. The holiest of the holiest. What holy? No one else has it. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu does the same. Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen. Holiest of the holiest. Ohev Shalom, Rodef Shalom. Say David Melech in Tehillim. May say Yabi Shabbat. Mi Eish HaFetz Chaim. You want to be alive? Of course I want to be alive. Yasur Shalom Yirai. Everybody knows. Chas Shalom Lashon Ara. Okay. Satech Mnebe Mima. Don't say lies. Sur Mira. Don't do any bad things. Aset of Dumitz Bo. Bakesh Shalom Verotheo. Whoever chooses to have peace, Hashem gives him everything. Because the station of the world is peace. Aaron, Shalom, Odev Shalom. Tzedakah. When you do this, you have to tzedakah with Hashem. Before Shoshana Chodesh Elul, Tzeruf of the month, comes from a sentence in the Torah, Tzedakati Elanu Kenishmo La'asot. It's mitzvah if we keep the mitzvah, because you do tzedakah with Hashem. It makes peace between Hashem and the world. You give tzedakah to a poor person, you do tzedakah, you make peace between people and between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Zohar says. Tzedakah is bigger than tefillah. Bigger than tefillah. Tefillah is you ask Hashem, give me, you praise Hashem, you sing to Hashem, listen. Make peace between people and Hashem, between the people, is the biggest thing in the world. Avad Shalom ben Adam l'chavo, the biggest thing. Moshe Rabbeinu, Master of Torah. Yes, what the Master of Torah? Moshe Avdi, משה זה השם סלב. מה זה מין השם סלב? מה זה זכות תורת משה עבדים? משה מסע נפשו על התורה. משה only wanted Torah, Torah, it's true, אמר התורה. Yes, 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 yes. It's exactly like Aaron HaKohen. When it was academic, the day after the ground swallowed Korach, and Israel came to Moshe and Aaron and said, blame them. You killed Korach. You killed Datan Babel. Hashem was furious. And Hashem said, the Satan, he said, go kill them. Epidemic started in the Torah. The Torah text tells us Parashat Korach. This after Korach was swallowed. Epidemic started, Moshe tells Aaron, go take the Torah, the spices, run. Aaron runs. He is able to see with his eyes the Malach HaMavet, the devil. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm killing the people. He said, what's your problem? He said, my problem is stop it. He said, who are you to tell me that? I was sent here by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aaron said, yeah, but Moshe told me to come here. I said, listen, Moshe means nothing to me. I'm doing the job for Hashem. These people do machloket. You understand now what is machloket. But the Gemara says, even the little babies of Korach and Datan Avir were swallowed on the ground. The Gemara says, machloket is worse. So what's the bit of machloket? And disagree with Chaim Kanievsky. What's the big deal? You don't understand. Machloket is the opposite of creation. The creation of this world is peace. The Torah leads you to have peace. For this Hashem created the Torah before creation of this world. This whole Chag HaShavuot is only for one thing. It's not to sit up at night and learn. It means nothing. It means nothing. Only it's going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you want to accomplish peace. But if you have a grouch in your heart and you don't have this one guy in the world, you don't get along and you don't like him so much and you don't talk to him, so it means the opposite of Torah. It means it's the whole staying up in Shabbat is for nothing. Nothing, zero. The whole idea is only peace. And here comes Aaron HaKohen, and Moshe tells him, go stop the epidemic. Moshe doesn't go, it's an Aaron. I said, because Aaron is master of peace. Ev Shalom, Ev Shalom. Ev Shalom, Ev Shalom, he saw peace. He can overcome Malach HaMavet, it was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do an epidemic. Aaron can stop the epidemic. He can stop, Moshe couldn't stop it. I won't stop the epidemic because that's the destination. That's why he got the title Kodesh Kodashim, the holiest of the holiest. And here comes the Gemara and explains, okay, listen, Shavuot comes before Shavuot. Then Parashat Bechukotai, so it's going to stop the curses? Yeah, how can stop the curses? Because you read, no. Read the introduction of this parasha before the curses. You learn Torah, Netati Shalom Ba'aretz. You understand the Torah will bring peace. So you want to bring peace. That's why Hashem wanted me to learn Torah. Okay, I accept on myself the yoke of Torah for the sake of peace. Then, like Aaron was able to stop the epidemic, the Torah, the exception of the yoke of the Torah, will stop before Shavuot the curses. The same exact thing is Parashat Kitavon. Parallel to Parashat Bechukotai, it says before Rosh Hashanah, read Parashat Kitavo, 19 curses. It says, what do you mean? To stop the curses? Read the Torah? No. Read the paragraphs before the curses. Read about Bikurim. Read about Matot Aniyim. It says, Ashkifa. It says, Hashem, with his angry eyes, will give you a bracha. Which bracha? Parashat Bechukotai. What does it mean? Both are the same. Tzedakah, Bikurim, and the yoke of Torah, two avenues to get a destination. That is called peace. Let's read in our seven Ishmamin. Says the Gemara, we got to Har Sinai. This is the only place that we were united. Lev Echad Ki Yishachav, said in our seven Ishmah, it says peace. Because of peace, Hashem gave us the Torah. And that's what the Goyim told Bilam, the Torah was very nice, Hashem gave the Torah. Hashem Bechtam Vashalom. I said, you need to have peace. This is one of the sacrifices called Shlamim. I said, between peace, the people, the Kohanim, and peace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the job of the Kohanim. Yasem Lecha Shalom. So, Bekat Kohanim and Shalom. Shmoneh Esrei, Bechtam Vashalom Bashalom. Hoseh Shalom in Bromav. It says, the whole thing is not, we ask for that. It's to emphasize the purpose of this world is Shalom. I said, when you do this, you fulfill Hashem's will. That's the Zohar says. Shavuot, at the Nimepet Megaluta. Hashem created this Torah in order for us to achieve peace. Says the Zohar, if you achieve peace, accept Mashiach on Shavuot. Shavuot is time, stay up the night. So what do? It's hard for me. Good. I work very hard to stay up. I said, why are you staying up? I'm staying up because I want to achieve peace.
Amen. Amen.